This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
And we are here today. Happy Monday, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I've got a special guest with me. We'll get to Robin from KNR Home Transitions in a moment. Prior to that, though, question of the day from Friday. By issuing a proclamation, which president in what year did Mother's Day become a recognized holiday in the U.S.? The answer is Woodrow Wilson in 1914. So yesterday was Mother's Day, so that's why we had that little tidbit on Friday. So it was issued on May 9th, 1914, asking Americans to give a public expression of reverence to mothers through the celebration of Mother's Day. Today's impossible question, answer on the RushToReason.com website. Which historical event marked the start of World War II? Which historical event marked the start of World War II? And don't cheat. I would not know the answer to this, so I would be way off, I'm guessing.
And a clue, it wasn't Paul Revere's ride.
No, it was not. Thank you, Robin. No, it was not. So that's Robin again from KNR Home Transitions, which I had Robin on Fix It Radio here a little over a month ago, and we talked about the re-up program. So I thought today, given that we haven't necessarily talked about it in depth here on Rush to Reason, and we have different listeners that listen to the different programs, and some cross over, and I understand that, but for those that didn't hear Robin on Fix It Radio, what is the Re-Up program?
It's really an incredible program for
Agree,
folks
by the way.
That are, yeah, looking to sell their home, but maybe it needs some updating
right.
and
you got all the
fixes,
right bones, you got the right location, everything's good, but you, for some odd reason, and this can happen especially to, you know, older couples, and where you maybe didn't have the money along the line to actually do the upgrades needed, but we know that doing them makes the home either more sellable or there's more profit if we get those done, right?
Yeah, 7 out of 10 home buyers want a move-in ready home.
Yeah, they don't want to do that themselves. And
no.
Really, I'm glad you mentioned that. We didn't talk about this on Fix It Radio, but to me, part of the keys to the re-up, and Robin just alluded to this, is it's not only that people don't want to go through all of that and they want a turnkey home. I have found through the years, Robin, most people, and not criticizing, it's just a fact of life, most people don't have vision to even know what would this place look like if it were all fixed up.
They don't have vision. They don't have the know-how. They don't have the ability to manage workers, stress, money, supply lines,
all of that. There's a lot to that, by the way. Everything you just said, and there's, of course, a lot more. There's the stress factor of doing all that as well, which, frankly, a lot of them just don't want. I mean, I'm kind of that guy in a way, although the vision part's not a problem for me. I can see beyond that. But the reality is a lot of people, even good, solid people that, you know, I even, you know Robin, they can't see what a finished product would look like. They don't know what that's going to look like. That's why there's always, you know, anytime you do something, there's usually artist renderings and things along those lines to give people an idea of if this were finished, here's what a finished product looks like. Otherwise, they don't know.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that Re-Up will do. They actually do it in two different ways. They come in early and they do a 360 so they can really help you envision what you want to do. But here's the other, I think, game changer. How many people move into a house and say, yeah, but I really don't like the flooring. I really don't like the cabinet hardware.
Quite a few.
I don't like the tile or whatever. Well, with this, once the house is worked on, and we'll go through the whole program, but once the house is 80% complete, that's when it goes on the market. and the buyer actually picks out the finishes. So it's a win for the seller because they sell for more money,
right.
And it's a win for the buyer because ultimately they're saving money because they don't have to then personalize it once they move in.
Right, and it's totally turnkey. And again, typically these are situations that involve, as we were saying a moment ago, somebody that hasn't been able to do some of these upgrades along the line. Maybe it's yourself. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a mother, father, aunt, uncle, whoever.
Yeah,
there's all sorts of scenarios.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, definitely older adults because, as you know, over time it gets harder and harder to maintain your property. But you may have inherited a property from your parents.
Very good point.
And we're working on one of those downtown right now where it was a 1950s house, and they didn't do a whole lot since 1950.
But those are still those are desirable properties once they're fixed up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the contractor walked through that one, and you could almost see the stars in his eyes.
Sure.
He was so excited
because
it's going to be gorgeous.
How does this work? If you're somebody out there listening, and they've got one of these homes, and they're thinking, you know, I know I probably need to do a few things to it before I put it on the market. I'd get more money out of it if I did. How does the re-up program work?
I'll get there in 1 second, because another big group is those facing foreclosure, because what's important to them? Money. So let's get them more money.
Okay.
So the way the program works is, number one, you call KNR. And once you call us, 720-437-8210, we will come out and we'll meet with you and we'll talk to you about the program.
Okay.
But essentially, the way the program works is we will do a video of the house, and we will give that to our re-up partners. And based on the video, they can look at, in conjunction with us, what the as-is price is, what they guesstimate what the cost to renovate would be, and then what the sale price is at the end of the day.
Okay.
And once everybody's comfortable with the numbers, they put up the money. It's interest-free loan, because that's something else that when folks are looking at selling and somebody comes in and says, for this much money we can sell it for more, but you got to come up with the money. No. Re-up comes up with the money, and they do the rehab. The other thing that's interesting is they will do an inspection first. So they're going to know what surprises are in the house.
Trying to get rid of the surprises.
Yes. But you also know that very often when you are going through a renovation, you find surprises. Once you and Re-Up settle on a rehab number, that number doesn't move. That's locked in. So if they happen to find the walls are filled with termites, or you're over in Centennial and the walls are filled with snakes, whatever it may be, they eat that cost.
Okay.
They'll fix it, but they will continue to eat the cost.
Okay.
If after it sells and something that they've done, you know, there was an issue with it, they fix it. If one of their items pops back up on inspection, they'll fix it. So they will stand 100% behind their work. So as I mentioned, then the house will go to market. And once it's settled on, the sale price goes under contract, they will finish the house with what the buyer is looking for. Then at closing, whatever the as-is original price was, the seller gets that right off the bat.
Because that was already agreed upon.
Yep. Then Re-Up will take the chunk of money that they advanced for the rehab, and they pay their contractors for that. And then the profit that's left over is split between Re-Up and the seller.
Not a bad deal.
Not at all.
No, not a bad deal at all, because the other scenario, or the other flip side to that, Robin, would be getting all of the money yourself, figuring out how to get all the contractors, get everything done, design, handle, do the open house end of it, get to that 80% completion, find your buyers, have them pick the rest, get where I'm going. I mean, all of that work goes on Re-Up, and you just get to collect half the profit.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal.
And I think that if there's, any issue, people are looking at and saying, well, I want all the profit, but
what doesn't work that way?
Because
the other side's doing a lot of work.
That's exactly it. And if you did it on your own, I think you're going to be a lot farther in the hole.
Well, yeah, and really quick to dovetail to what Robin just said, and we know this just from having, you know, other organizations and sponsors even that we work with, like Premier Home Remodels. I mean, they're a remodeling company that's one of our sponsors. And the reality is, and Rob and I know this, when you build those relationships with your subs and the people that you're using to get these things done, you have a re-up has a better way of getting all that done and most likely less money than if you were to go out and do all of that on your own. Plus, you're letting them handle all of the punch lists and all the different things that come along with getting that home ready to go at the end of the day for the sale. You're not having to do that. Re-up is.
Yeah. And the other thing that's interesting is Re-up wants to keep the rehab costs down.
Correct. Because they make more money as well.
More money.
Right.
And what they do, I think, which is also kind of interesting, is the principal of Re-up will go through the house and in his mind, he prices what he needs to
sure.
do. Then the contractor goes through the house. They're
doing
together
the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But they don't talk.
And then at the end, they get together.
They get together.
Makes sense.
And he says what's interesting is we're usually within a couple thousand dollars
nice.
Of each other because they know. And the team that Re-up uses, they've been using for 15 years. They're local. And
so this isn't some fly-by-night, just started. You know, this is just not a new concept. They've been doing this for a while, and they've got a trusted method for doing this is where I'm going with that.
Yeah, and I think a very simple way is, you know, for people that have tried to go into flipping or rehabbing, I mean, think about the nightmares that you've encountered.
Most are not set up to do that.
No.
I had really quick. I think I've got time for this. We'll go to break, come back. I want to talk to Rob, and also while she's here, about the property tax side of the fence. Since we have an expert here in that, we'll get to that as well. So never fear, folks. We will get there. But have a scenario of a friend, let's just say it that way, Robin, where they're doing a flip in California, not here, but in California, and bought a home sight unseen, no inspection, and they were going to flip it. Well, everything was great up until they get ready to sell the home. And come to find out as they go through the inspection process now, because things are a little different than when they bought the home and went through and did all of the flip work, if you would, all the fix-up work, they've now got sewer line issues, which were never inspected prior to the purchase. And the sewer line fixes in this particular case are going to be so costly, they're eating up every bit of profit they had in the flip. So at the end of the day, this is not going to be a good flip for them. In the first place, you know, it's going
to
end up costing them money when it's all said and done.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be happy just to walk away from this thing and be done with it. Not all flips work out, is my point.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is a lot of folks, when they're flipping, they use hard money. And that is a very high interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get delays and delays and delays,
right.
that adds up.
That's right. Yeah, your construction loan costs are much higher than if you had money sitting in the bank and you take that money out and use it, or if you had a home equity line of credit or something along those lines. Construction loans are expensive. Let's just say it that
yes.
way. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We come back. We are going to talk about with Robinson. She's here. I'm going to steal her. I've got a guest at 3:30, so we'll make sure we get this done in time. We're going to talk about when we come back the property assessment side of the fence. I did two of my properties today, have more to go, so I even learned some things we'll get into with Robin in a moment, so don't go anywhere. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Speaking of finances and even how does all of this work into your retirement, because frankly, it does and can and will. Talk to Al Smith on your personal end of things on how this works for you. 303-744-1128.
You had a picture in your head of what retirement was. Sandy beaches, endless golf days, and an empty, quiet home. But Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows that sometimes life gets disrupted. Family comes back to live and brings dogs, kids, and stress with them. Disasters strike or situations change, requiring out-of-the-box solutions. There are a million ways that your plans can be derailed, and Al has seen all of them. He knows how to help you change it, accept it, or benefit from it. Al gets personally involved with all of his clients, not just financially, but relationally too. Al will learn everything he can about your situation to best advise you regarding how to achieve your goals and fill your needs, avoiding costly mistakes along the way or being taken advantage of by others. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So schedule a free consultation today with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, those of you that have been in some of the hailed areas, you know, where we had hailstorms, are going to have door knockers out and about. They're already out. I know this from experience. Do not answer the door. Do not talk to them. If you feel like you need something looked at when it comes to your roof, talk to Dave Hart first. Do not call your insurance company, and he'll tell you exactly what you need to do next. 303-710-6916.
Winter is nearing its end, but the threats to your roof's integrity are not. Warmer temperatures mean melting snow and spring rains. Don't wait until there's water inside your home to act. Be proactive today by calling RoofSavers Colorado. Here at RoofSavers, we try to save every client from the expense of a costly replacement without compromising the performance of your roof. This 100% plant-based product gives you the new roof performance without new roof costs. For any roofs that do not qualify for the treatment, we work with your insurance so you can get the replacement you need. With over 20-plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your situation and through every season. Call today to schedule your free roof inspection. Call us at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com today to ensure your roof can keep unwanted leaks away.
Botanical Rush. And the website is botanicalrush.com. Right now, there's a 25% off discount. Just use code JOHN25 and make sure your skincare is done properly with top-notch products. That's what Botanical Rush will do for you. Again, botanicalrush.com.
We know you are tired of spending hundreds of dollars on skincare products with empty promises. Myra Mesko is the founder of Botanical Rush, a Colorado skincare company committed to providing clean, powerful, bioactive ingredients to restore and rejuvenate your skin to a radiant, healthy glow again. Guaranteed. Myra has 20-plus years' experience as a consumer advocate, and her products offer powerful formulas infused with clinically established ingredients that will produce results for you, just as they have for thousands of her customers. Botanical Rush formulas are pure, potent, and affordable. With regular use, these natural and chemical-free botanical formulas support collagen production, protect the skin's precious moisture barrier, and they will transform your skin from dull and lifeless to radiant and healthy. Call today and save 25% with the John Rush discount code JOHN25 at checkout on first-time orders. That's botanicalrush.com, code JOHN25.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we are back, and again, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, and I've got Robin from the one half, I should say, of K&R Home Transitions. Kat and Robin are the names there, so we've got the Robin half today, which I appreciate very much. And Robin, one thing before we start talking about the property tax assessment thing and how to value things and so on, which you can give some great details, and I want to make sure that I remind everybody, I think this is the scare or the fear. People are scared over, they're fearful of, if I fight this, what if I lose and they raise it? Folks, not going to happen. The assessed value you currently have is just that. You're fighting to have it lowered, and no matter what you do and what you go through with, are they going to come back and raise it at the end of the day? The most that'll happen is they just say, no, we feel the evaluation we have right now is strong, and here's why. By the way, you can appeal that ruling, even the first one out, and say, no, I want to go to court. I want to sit in front of an officer. And by the way, a lot of those officers come from the real estate community. They're mm-hmm. volunteers in a lot of cases. They go and work on those boards on behalf of the county. So at the end of the day, don't be afraid to take that one step further, even if you don't like the response you get back the first time around. But I think, Robin, a lot of folks feel like there's a risk. If I fight it, they're then going to raise it. In fact, the next time around, they're just going to raise it even more to make up for what I fought with them over. That's not how this works.
No, not at all. And quite frankly, I would advise everybody
yes.
to appeal, because
agree.
This the valuation and the tax amount is not set in stone yet.
No.
And there are still some things they can do. But if we act like sheep, just sit there and take it,
that's right.
They're going to be very happy with that.
And Robin and I mentioned this before coming on air that you guys, of course, couldn't hear. But keep in mind, where a lot of these valuations have come from is not somebody sitting down in front of your property and your assessment saying, oh, I think Robin's house is now worth X. This was an algorithm that was put in by some computer programmer, folks. It just looked at whatever the average data was for that time frame that they're using, And that's what's happened. They did not look at your property on a personal basis at all.
Not at all. And what they did to kind of fill people in on how they did the valuation, it's typically 18 months. I know Douglas County went for 2 years. So they went from...
Some counties are longer, right?
Yes. They went from January 1 of 2020 till June 30th of 2022. And if you actually go on your assessor's website, you can, you know, search for property, put your address in, and your property will come up. And right under that picture of the property, I know on mine it's in the upper left-hand corner, there's sales,
right?
Property sales. That's what you want to look
at. Some of the counties, like Jeffco, for example, even gives you a tool whereby it'll even map out for you around your particular home all of the sales in that time frame that the county's looking for, where really all you do is pick and choose the ones that you feel match your house the closest and you can use as a comp. And they're doing most of the work for you, at least Jeffco. Now, I did Summit County today as well. Summit wasn't as easy. I had to go through spreadsheets and find what I was looking for and so on. But bottom line, all the data is on the websites.
Yeah, Douglas was the same way. And so you can go in, and like when I did mine, I had 16 properties there. And here's something else that folks need to know. June 30th, 2022 is the cutoff. And so if you're looking at a property that sold January 1st of 2020, what they actually did was took that sale price and they adjusted it
right
for inflation to help raise
their
numbers.
That's right.
But you can look at those properties in there, and you can select what you want as comps. And,
that's right.
And they look at
even those ones that have had adjustments made. Keep in mind, those are their adjustments. Those properties are going to fight theirs as well, by the way, if they're smart. Most of these, to Robin's point, we should all be fighting these. Here's my other reason why I think we should all be fighting them. The more we inundate them with these responses, the more they've got to, you know, the more they have to look at. And in some cases, they may just look at yours and rubber stamp it, saying, we don't have time to fight all these. Whatever they think it is, we're just going to let it roll.
Yeah. I think we should call this Project Choke, because we want to just choke them.
That's exactly right.
Appeals.
Thank you, Robin. The more we do, the better off we're all going to be. Now,
when
is there anything, it's the other thing that I've kind of cautioned folks on, and I know you're in the real estate side, so I want to ask you, there's a lot of realtors advertising their quote-unquote service. It's not really a service because they're just trying to gather info from people for the future, which is fine. I get that. And they're offering to go do their comps for them. Is that something really that's needed, or can they just do what you and I just said?
No. It's like I said, it's very simple. You go on and you look at those properties, and then you can click on a property or show you a little picture, and there's a whole bunch
of drop
down. Get all kinds of stuff on them. And I click property details, and it'll show beds, bath, finished square feet, which are the biggies.
And you want to try, and guess the other thing is, you don't have to be the exact same square footage as what you have now. What you're looking for is comparables where you can say, well, wait a minute, this house is 1,000 square feet more than mine, and yet it's valued less than mine is. How it is, you know, the per square foot price needs to be adjusted on my end. Now, one thing they're going to ask you, and this is maybe where a Robin or a Cat can come into play and help you out, is they are going to ask you, what's yours worth?
Yes.
Okay, that is one of the things you'll have to know going into this is, and why? You know, here's what I think mine is worth, and why? In other words, well, I think the average price in my area is $350 a square foot times X amount of square feet. Here's where I got my figure from. Done deal. You have to be able to prove your math is my point.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. And that's, I think, the second question on the appeal is, what's your house worth?
You have to have that idea on the front side. You can't just wing it.
Yeah. But I don't think it's even a wing. But if you look at the properties that are there, and you know that the bigger properties were a little bit more something, and yours a little bit smaller than that, but the lower
average,
number, you're a little
whatever.
Bit bigger, stick yourself
That's
in
right.
the middle.
But my point being, you're going to have a number to put in there, and you can't just say, you know, on
free.
A house that's $1 million, it's worth
free.
$500. I mean,
you've
got to be within reason, and you've got to look at, to Robin's point, that's why all these comps are there. Look at the rest of the properties. Now, I also am going to throw this out and hope Robin doesn't mind. If you're somebody that's wondering, okay, where am I at with all of this and what is my place worth, of course,
they
give
KNR
a call and they'll help you through some of that.
Absolutely. 720-437-8210.
Okay. I'll leave it at that. Robin, as always, it's a joy having you. We'll get you back on Fix It Radio in the near future as well, because there's
Perfect.
About way more than an hour's worth of conversation here pretty easily. So But thank you. And tell Kat hi as well.
I will. She's on final approach.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, folks, yes, if you need any help, give them a call. 720-437-8210. Now, plumbing-wise, if you need help on the plumbing side of the fence, we've got you covered there as well. And lots of issues I've seen of late where there's things going on in people's basements, drainage, other issues, and so on. And if that involves plumbing, give High Five a call. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You know it's been too long since someone inspected and flushed your water heater. Sitting on the problem will only make it worse. High Five helps you understand that when you don't get water heater flushes annually, it will affect your performance. And if you wait too long, it can spell disaster with a costly water heater replacement. Failing to flush your water heater can lead to problems such as poor water quality, clogs, decreased efficiency, and more. And a water heater that is not flushed yearly can last up to 5 years less than one that is properly maintained. In many cases, failing to do the maintenance on the heater can even void your warranty. If you're putting it off because of time, rest assured that High Five's technicians can get in, explain the issues, flush the tank, and be gone in under an hour in most cases. KLZ listeners get $50 off a water heater flush, $200 off a tanked water heater, or $500 off a tankless. So go ahead and call High Five for that at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing.
Call High Five today.
Michael Bailey Law, he is our mobile estate planner. He'll come to you, makes it really easy and slick, so you don't have to do anything else. Just tell him what you need, and he'll do the rest. 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey would never write a will for a compromised person because he has an obligation to protect his clients. Depending on the emergency, Michael's ethical responsibility as a counselor at law may prevent him from creating a last-minute estate plan because you can't always make rational decisions under pressure, or even have the ability to make decisions at the end. Plan ahead. Give yourself the time to clearly and calmly establish your final wishes. Call KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner now, before the situation becomes problematic. 720-730-7274. 720-730-7274.
All right, Chess is next. That is Colorado Heritage Education School System. And you can find them at coloradoheritage.org. If you're looking for an alternative to the public school system, they've got you covered and have all the tools to help you in numerous ways. Again, coloradoheritage.org.
With the school year coming to a close, you're concerned your student did not receive the education they needed or what you expected. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, passionately cares about your child's education and progress, ensuring your son or daughter learns in a positive environment. CHESS offers over 20 high school classes to homeschooling families so you can customize your students' education to their unique goals. Don't let the woke public schools take away from the experience of going to school as a kid. CHESS offers a Christian, conservative K-12 brick-and-mortar environment for learning the essentials and more. Their high school diploma program gives your student a homeschooling education with a private school degree. The dedicated staff will guide you in establishing a solid plan for graduation with their high school diploma program. Give your children the right education by going to coloradoheritage.org to schedule an interview with the principal. That's coloradoheritage.org.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back. We'll get our next guest going here in just a moment. And I want to make sure I reiterated what Robin said a moment ago as well. I know I said this last week, and I really, she feels exactly the same way I do, that there are some, not all, some realtors out there that will almost seem like the door knockers on your roof, whereby they, you know, they make it seem like you have to have them to get your appeal handled and written and done and so on. And nothing could be farther from the truth. All of you have the tools at hand because they're on the website of the county that you live in. Some of the counties make it easier than others. And again, if you ever have a question along those lines, you are welcome to either email me, text me, ask me what your, you know, what your question is. And if there's anything I can't answer, I can get that over to Kat and Robin both and have them get involved if need be. So if you've got a question on anything along those lines when it comes to your appeal of that, please let me know and we'll help you out the best we can. Gary Harps joining us next. Gary, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice to have you. And we're going to talk about, guess what? You're built to beat chaos. And I think there's folks out there that might argue with you.
Well, I take a distinctly biblical worldview of the way what reality is. And the Bible speaks very clearly that we are built to overcome chaos.
And I'm on your side of the aisle on that one. I would agree with you. We have, you know, minds, body, soul, you know, we've got the ability to handle anything that's thrown at us. It just depends on how we go about doing so. Am I right in saying it that way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'd go so far as to say that chaos is not really, we shouldn't think of it as a problem. It's actually the reason we're here. It's a purpose. And God reveals himself as we take on the challenges of ordering the chaos around us. It makes us depend on him because there's always more chaos than we can handle.
Yeah, and he's very clear that he's not going to send anything our way that we personally can't handle. I guess there's some of us that can handle more than others. Maybe that's why some of us encounter more than others.
Well, that's certainly been the journey I've seen. The variety of things people face in their life is as varied as there are stars in the sky.
Yes.
It seems like there's so many different ways for us to grow and learn. But, you know, it's a completely different mindset when you're running into problems. If you know behind all of that, there's a loving God that really has purpose, that's trying to make you better and stronger, that it helps. It really helps. In the moment, you may not want to think about that, but as you step back, it does help.
And I should have said this a moment ago. I apologize. This is a book, and you guys can actually read all of Gary's, you know, it's an instruction manual. I guess it's probably the best way for me to say that, Gary. Is that right in how I'm describing it?
Yes. It's broken into three parts.
Okay.
And it's for business. It's a business book. I mean, it's very centered around the business world and the practicalities of working in that world. But it has three sections. One is about what leaders really need to know and understand about the way the world works, and that primarily deals with purpose. Purpose is the way you overcome chaos. The second part of the book is about what I call process. You know, if you're building a great business and have all the wonderful purpose in the world, you still have to know what you're doing.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that process of building things and building it right. The third part is about people, and that's the hardest part.
Yes, always is. The second part, personally, I find to be one of the easier parts of it. You know, getting the processes necessary to make the outcome what you need is typically the easy part. It's the people side of it that let's face it, Gary, most businesses and even individual, you know, managers, leaders, which I think there's a distinct difference between those two, by the way, but people struggle with getting the right people to do what they need. Although, and I coach other businesses, and I will tell you, Gary, that the better our processes, typically the easier it is on our people.
I think that's very true. I mean, if you run an organization that is in chaos because the processes are broken, it's really hard to deal with the people issues. It's so disturbing.
Well, your people are going to be in chaos as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so you have to do all three things at once. We have to walk and chew gum, and sometimes that's hard to accept.
Yeah, because, Gary, and this is something maybe some folks don't realize, but I've met many an individual where they have a great idea, they start a business, or they even, you know, take over somebody else's business, or they leave a business thinking, hey, I can do this as well as the last guy that I was working for could, so I'll just go out on my own. And what they don't understand is even the best laid out business plans, until you actually get into it and start working through even the processes that we're talking about, there's a lot of things that are very moldable until you get into it. And by the way, they always are. Things change in the world. The processes will have to change as well.
Well, that's really an important point. You know, if you think about it, turns out those are three P's, purpose, process, and people. The second two P's, the process section is, I've noticed, I'm a big student of science, and God created the world, so if I study science, I learn about mm-hmm. them. And the process section of life is really ruled by the the rules of physics. You know, you build something or you weld something or you burn something or heat something. They all obey the laws of physics and they're repeatable. You get to the people section, there's no laws of physics.
No.
It's all laws of relationships.
Correct.
And they're not predictable.
No, they are not. And for me, especially on the business side, it's where the better the processes are. And I realize not everything is cut and dried. There can be, you know, exceptions and variations, and that's where good leaders come into play, of course. But in general, the better the processes and the more everybody understands what those are and the more empowered you make your people to make decisions, you know, drawing outside the lines, if you would, Gary, the better off you are.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. If you do those things well, you have more time for the people.
Correct.
If everything's in chaos, you don't have time for people. It feeds on itself, kind of degenerates. But the book, I think, gives some really practical thinking on all three of those areas. And yes, you have to learn to do all three.
You do. Okay. So when it comes to just individuals in life, because I also am a believer that there's things we do in business that can apply to life, that even though this is more geared towards the business end of things, people can typically learn something. Let me rephrase that, Gary. I think there's a lot of things in the business world that if people would read those things and apply them to their own lives and families, it would benefit them greatly.
Well, I think you're dead on that. I labeled it a business book, but the reality is the principles about human interaction, those apply wherever there's people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it applies in your family, it applies in churches, it applies in governments, it applies in business. So they're universal. They're the chemistry of civilization, to be honest.
Well, and, you take this back to even a family, for example. And I raised a lot of kids, and we had a lot of things going on. And some would say it was very, chaotic. But I will tell you, Gary, we could take everyone out to dinner. We never left behind a huge mess. We never had any issues with waitstaff. We were always welcome back. I've got a story today of a restaurant I'm going to talk about in the last hour where there's a restaurant out there where a family, because of how messy things were left in there as they were leaving the restaurant, they eventually were not invited back. I will tell you, with seven kids, Gary, that was never an issue for us because we did the things that you're talking about in your book.
Well, congratulations. Actually, that's our highest calling. The place we bring the most order out of chaos is raising the next generation. I mean, that's
good point.
An intense, long-term commitment, and it's the only thing we do that lasts, to be honest. And so training up children is hard, hard work, and you get exhausted, but you keep coming back to it, and they eventually learn.
You do, and I think for me personally, I will be the first to say that having that many kids and having to have as many things in place to make sure things ran the way they were supposed to made me a better business leader as well, because I've been self-employed since I was 22. So not only did I raise seven kids, but I was self-employed that entire time as well. So, you're running a business and raising all those kids at the same time. And I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, Gary, not by any means. I have had to learn, and I read books like what you've got out right now. I mean, I learned and sucked in as much information as I possibly could because I knew I didn't have the answers.
Well, I always love when I'm recruiting, if I come across someone that is part of a big family, there's just much greater likelihood that they have learned the rules of society.
Well, they had to.
They had to survive.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that single child families can't grow up well, but I know there's a high probability you've been in a big family, you've learned what responsibility means.
Well, you've learned how to give and take and what responsibility is and how to share. And, as you know, Gary, there's just a lot of dynamics going on there that really, let's face it, even a, two-kid family, they just don't have those same things going on inside of them. Not saying that you can't have chaos in a two-kid family, because you can. I'm not by any means, saying that can't happen. But, the bigger the more people that are involved, let me say it that way, the more people that are involved at any given time, the more you have to learn how to adapt.
Yeah. I read a statistic, I don't know how long ago it was, it said that the biggest predictor of success in the professional world or in the work world was what they called emotional intelligence, the ability to understand your own emotions and other people's emotions and interact with them. And I'm in my fourth decade as a CEO, and I really now do see that that's absolutely the truth. you know, engineering skills, yes, you have to have some basic mm-hmm. skills, but if you can't get along with people, can't get on the same mind, can't communicate, can't understand how people are feeling, you just can't get very far. And
right.
so large families, I think, really are a great instruction environment for that.
Yeah. Now, with all that being said, Gary, you could be somebody out there that has no family right now, and you're still trying to figure out how do I manage things in my own world a little better. And I will tell you that, and I said it earlier, and I'm not saying this just because Gary's here, but I, you know, Gary, I was a guy where, you know, let's just face it. If there's, you know, if I'm in any given room, I'm typically not the highest IQ guy in the room. I've had to work at pretty much everything I've done and had to learn by the school of hard knocks. And I bought purposely and read through and did things like your book is talking about because I knew, again, I did not have all the answers and I needed all the help I could get. My point is, it doesn't matter where you're at in life. The kind of book you have written here is what people need.
Well, I appreciate that. And I would add, too, that it's being around people that helps. And, you know, if you're reading a book, sometimes you find somebody else to read it with you, and then you can talk about
it. Good point.
You know, that helps. And, if you're not in a family, then make your family. Go get some other people and friends and
good point.
Do things together, and then you learn faster.
Good point. And again, that's where, you know, business type meetings where you go to, you know, rotary clubs and things along those lines where a lot of people are sharing similar things that are going on. Those are the good things that can come out of those because then you don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger.
Amen to that. And, you know, there's so many different good things you can do. And, you know, a lot of downside to the internet, but one of the upsides is you can find people that, you know, are in clubs or have similar interests mm-hmm. or those sorts of things. So.
Yep. Again, folks, this is we're talking to I'll spell Gary's last name as well. Gary Harpst. It's Harpst. And the book is Built to Beat Chaos, Biblical Wisdom for Leading Yourself and Others. Gary, I always ask, and I know I sound like a broken record, I think, sometimes to my audience, but where's the best place for folks to buy the book?
Well, Amazon's always the first place people look. Barnes & Noble, all the other major outlets. You can get it on our website, leadfirst.com. .com or .ai. Don't say .com.
Leadfirst.ai.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got that in my notes as well. Perfect. I will get that in, and producer Ann can put that up. And by the way, I always like sending people to what you've got first versus the other places, just because I know that typically helps you more.
Well, I sure appreciate that, John. I commend you for what you're doing. I've been reading more about what you're doing there in the Colorado market, and seems like you're having a big impact there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, Gary, and we'll have you back. You as you can tell, you and I think very much the same, and I appreciate what you're doing, and if anything new comes up or something else you want to chat about, reach out, and I'll have you back on, sir.
Oh, I really appreciate that, John.
It'd be awesome. All Gary, thank you. Have a great evening, sir. Mm. Appreciate it very much. Take care, and folks, I like talking to like-minded individuals, as you could tell. And I do believe everything Gary's saying. Yes, we are built to be able to handle the quote-unquote chaos that may come along, and we're all going to have it. You know, you all think at times, you know, you listen to me on a daily basis almost. I know I'm not here Sundays, but you hear me from the Saturday show repeated on Sunday. I know there's folks out there that think, oh, man, you got to figure it out, John. You know, yeah, I wish. We have chaotic things that come up in our world just like anybody else has, and things happen, and, you know, no, it's not always as rosy red as you guys all might think it is. We've got struggles and things that come up, whether it be, you know, home, personal, business, you name it, stuff comes up, and I'm not immune from that any more than anyone else is, and I need, as I said earlier, I need all the help I can get at times as well. So I appreciate Gary coming on and his book. And again, we'll have that up on the website a little later tonight. Producer Ann will get that up for you guys. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next. Now, the quiet, cool system, which I know right now it's kind of cool out anyways. Well, it's not going to be this way forever. Yes, we're going to get to the point where it's hot on a daily basis, and the quiet, cool system will help you save money. And right now, there's $300 off. And I can tell you right now, from an install point, those guys would rather put that in now that it's a little cooler outside than when it's 100 degrees in your attic. So if you're thinking about doing that, get it done now because it's $300 off. 720-526-0231.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A quiet, cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your quiet, cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a quiet, cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summers have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, K&R Home Transitions is next. I've been texting somebody back and forth who asked a question. I'll just answer this again right now for everybody else that's listening. If you're having a current appraisal done now or you've had one done recently, does that help you when it comes to your assessment? Absolutely, positively not. They don't even look at it. And by the way, you want your assessed value to be less than what the appraised value is anyway. So no, do not use your appraisal. And if you have any questions along these lines at all, again, give Catherine or Robin a call at K&R Home Transition, 720-437-8210.
You don't have time or money to finish your basement right now, but you know your house would sell in a second if you could. If you want to sell your home, but you won't get what it's truly worth due to cosmetic fixes or updates that need done, you need Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions. K&R is one of very few agents in Colorado certified in selling homes using the Re-Up Remodeling Service. K&R and Re-Up will consult with you and decide what your home really needs to market and sell it. There's no need to pay anyone for the work because the contractor gets paid after the sale of the home. In most cases, your buyer can even pick out finishing touches, making your home even more marketable. Re-Up is right for sellers and buyers because remodeling a home costs time, stress, and money. If you're selling your home that needs remodeling, you need to call Kat and Robin of K&R Home Realty now at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/home.
Premier Home Remodels, where if you've thought of doing something inside of your home but you just haven't gotten there yet, Premier can help you from beginning to end. And right now, 15% off all remodels when you call in May, 720-619-8773.
Premier Home Remodels will help you create a more livable, functional space while adding great value to your home. Through room additions, remodels, or creating outdoor living spaces, Premier Home Remodels are the experts. They can make your current home suit your family not only now, but for the future as well. Let Premier help design your dream home remodel so you can create lasting memories with your family. Remodeling your home makes financial sense right now. So why not bring your home up to date with Premier Home Remodels? You can't go wrong with investing in your own home, especially with 15% off remodels in the month of May. Premier employs trusted, licensed, and insured contractors to protect you, the homeowner, and ease the entire process of your dream remodel. So get your dream started with Premier Home Remodels. Go to klzradio.com/remodel to get 15% off your remodeling project when you call this month of May. That's klzradio.com/remodel.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Lots to talk about today that, yes, I'll still get into. We've got a special guest joining us at the 4 o'clock mark, mental health versus social media. We'll talk about that, and you guys know me. Normally that would be a Wednesday topic, but I've had our Wednesday so full on health and wellness, and I thought that the social media aspect of things, as much as that gets talked about on a regular basis, we'd cover that at 4 o'clock. My son Richard and I will get into some things at, of course, the 4:30 mark. 5 o'clock, I don't have any guests. Kurt Rogers will be joining us, of course, for our Monday Mortgage Minute. We'll get an update of what's going on in the housing market. I'm going to talk about the new Miller ad. If you haven't seen that yet, I will talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And I've got a lot of other things to cover also. Real quick, though, as a lot of you noticed, because it's been all over the internet, Title 42 ended. Title 42 was what allowed us as a country to send people back on sort of a fast track, deport them and get them back to Mexico or wherever they've come from. That ended. And I've got several clips that I want to play along those lines. Joe, actually, listener Joe sent me something that also said, in case anyone forgot, beginning July of 2021, 6 months after Joe was inaugurated, he began canceling contracts for miles of border wall that had already been issued by the Trump administration. So keep in mind, that wall was already in progress and would have saved us from what's going on right now, the invasion that we're having. If you don't believe me when I say invasion, just look at some of the clips and pictures and video that's out of the amount of people that were waiting to get across the border before Title 42 was ended that evening. They were already stacked up at the border earlier in the day, and it got nothing but worse as the days went on. So, there was a lot going on at the wall, let's just say this. And I've got a couple of clips here that I will play. The first one is from Kamala. And it's always word salad, but here you go. Oops, hang on, Charlie. Make sure that my volume is up on both devices. And here we go.
First, the acute factors, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now. The hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity.
Okay, so basically Kamala's blaming climate change on why all these people are leaving their countries. Nothing could be farther from the truth, by the way. Has nothing at all to do with climate change. What it has to do with is, yes, there's better opportunities in the United States of America than there is anywhere else. Duh. Has nothing to do with climate change, though, and food insecurity. No, it has to do with the fact that other countries don't know how to run their own country, so they devalue their own currency, and currency becomes worth nothing. Actually, toilet paper in some cases is worth more than the paper that's printed that has their currency on it, and in turn they decide they want to leave for a better life because of what a corrupt government has done to that country. You know, you're not hearing her talk about that, though. She talks about, rather, food insecurities and things along those lines. It's just ridiculous. Sorry for the beep there. I may be able to play one more here, Charlie. Let me see if I've got... I had a clip of Ted Cruz. Let me make sure I can find this, because Ted was at the border. Senator Cruz was at the border. And yes, I do have his clip. So let me play this really quick for you all. Here we go.
Let me ask you something. What rate of illegal immigration did we have in 2020? Do you know anything? I asked you a question.
How long have you been in office?
Do you know anything?
How long have you been in office?
I've been in office 11 years now.
And this has been kicked the calendar in multiple administrations.
Except your... Okay, you don't get to argue with me. You asked your question.
Okay, really quick. I don't know if you guys all heard that, but the reporter's saying yes, and this has been kicked... This can has been kicked down the road through every administration. Ted's now going to respond because, frankly, no, that's not true. That's exactly what the press wants everyone to think. But we all know that's not true, and Ted's going to explain.
Question. You want to hold a press conference, you can do it over there.
You
want to hold a press conference, you can do it over there.
How are you,
Senator? So hold on. I'm going to answer his question. The talking point of the Democrats, which this media reporter happily parrots, is, gosh, the problem can't be fixed. There's one little problem with that. It is an utter and complete lie. In 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. You ask, what have I done? I've championed the men and women of Border Patrol. I've championed securing the border. I've championed Remain in Mexico. And we turned this problem around and solved it. And we went from Joe Biden inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. And the first day in office, he made political decisions to cause this problem. And you should be ashamed of yourself because you're a reporter and you're not reporting facts. You're telling lies. Joe Biden made a political decision.
By the way, well said, Ted. I couldn't have said that any better myself. It was the lowest under Trump. Is it perfect or was it perfect under Trump? No. We can get into the details of that. And you guys have all heard me talk about. And by the way, I think Donald Trump would agree with me that we need a value or a points-based system, merit-based system that allows people to come into this country. That's something that he championed, by the way. It didn't go anywhere, and I wish they would have pushed farther on that. Of course, this administration probably would have knocked that down anyways, much to what Ted Cruz just said. But yeah, let's make sure we're clear on this so the other side doesn't get away with anything. It was the lowest under Trump. It's now the highest it's probably ever been. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. The millions upon millions that are coming in illegally today is the highest it's ever been. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my good friend, and as Andy always says, you can talk to him face-to-face, which you can't do with any online insurance company, by the way. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
And that was a fast first hour to get this week started. I can almost tell you that's the way the whole week will be, just looking at the calendar we have in front of us. So stay tuned, strap on your seatbelts, because we got a lot to cover, not only today, but every day this week as well. So don't go away. We've got another full hour coming your way. And again, we're going to talk about mental health versus social media. That's up next. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.